Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the rest. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, April 8, 2020, hump day. Yours truly, Raven98, here along with...
Good morning, TNT. All right, guys. It is another Wednesday morning. We here. Ray, did we send anything out?
No.
Nothing.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure. I lose track of the days now. Been cooped up every day.
Does that mean nothing happened?
No, we didn't send out any updates.
Oh, man. Okay. You must have been busy doing other things. So, no, guys, it really is nothing. I'm going to tell you what happened so far today and yesterday. There's a bunch of articles out saying that the new nominee, some of them are calling him the new president or new prime minister already. Some are saying it's his position. The new guy that Amiri and Mahdi and Hakim, I think it was the third person's name, excuse me, that they wanted to nominate for prime minister. So two things came out. They feel he's going to get nominated because now the Kurds and the Sunnis are both saying they will back him if he gets nominated. So out of this, just out of that alone, this one article, guys, this is what you can look at. The Kurds and the Sunnis will now say they will back the new guy. They already said they would back Safari. They were already going to back Alawi. So we can look at this two different ways. And then that's what I looked at this morning. I said, what? Already? And I say it all the time. Hear what they say, but watch what they do. Because that's where the truth comes out at. And so far, what we can see from them is either they really don't care, just give me what I want, and I don't care, or they're just lying right to their face every time, saying, I'm going to do this, and they do something totally different, one or the other. And sooner or later, they're going to have to decide exactly which one it is. And it will come to that point where they have to decide. So, along with them coming out saying, okay, now we'll back the new guy, but we'll still back the old guy too. And you got to say, what? I mean, pick or choose, right? No, I guess not. They don't feel that they have to pick or choose. We're going to back whoever comes up to nomination. That's who we're going to vote for, as long as they're giving us what we want. So, Safari comes out and says, I'm going to give Halabusi the ministers that he wants. Now I'm going to give them to him. I'm going to give the Kurds the three ministers that they wanted. I'm going to give the Sunnis these positions they wanted. And they say they're going to back him when he does that. And today is something totally different. But they can't put the new guy in unless one of two things happens. And probably neither one will happen. One is Safari resigns. He just says, I quit, just like Alawi did. I'm going to give it up, pick somebody else. Or they actually have the vote, and he doesn't get enough on his vote on that day. So one or the other has to happen for it to be a legal change to the new guy. Now, with everybody on every side saying they're going to vote the new guy in, but they said the same thing about Safari at one time, too. Maybe this thing will be over one way or the other. Now, the U.S. is saying they don't want Iranian puppet in. They don't want Iranian influence in. Safari came out and said he's going to stop the corruption. He's going to stop the money laundering. He's going to get rid of all the corrupt politicians. So, of course, they don't want him in. But even though the new guy hasn't said he would do all those things, those are the things he was fighting against before he got elected. When Abadi had him in the position as the intelligence officer, supposedly, and I say that because we don't know, because people say and do one thing when they're really doing something else, so we don't really know if that's true or not, even though the article says this is what he was doing. This is how he got his position, by saying he was against corruption, he was against the minorities, he was against the Iranian influence. Now, I got to think to myself, why are Maliki, Amiri, Biden all putting him in there if he's against Iranian influence when they're all for Iranian influence? So we got to think about that because something's going on here. On the other hand, it could be what we talked about Wednesday, where some of you guys truly didn't like, because people tell me they don't like me telling the truth. I mean, and again, guys, it's the truth, not good, bad, and ugly. I always say that. Good, bad, and ugly, but it's the truth. Whether it's white and black, Republican, Democrat, Shiite, Sunnis, it just is what it is. And we just got to live with it and get through it. So now we said, hey, the U.S. could, and they just might, let this guy go in and say, okay, we're going to let him go in. We're going to let them have a government. We're going to let them do the budget. And now we're going to attack it this way because we tried that way already. It could be at the point where they're willing to do that. I mean, we just talked about it the other day. I know some of you guys didn't like it, but that may be what has to happen. You got to go with plan B and keep moving and, you know, live for another day. Well, change the way you think and do things. And I think that's what we're seeing with the information that came out today, or what we're going to see in the next week, whether they have the vote or don't have the vote. Something is going to change. That part we know for sure. All right? So that's the big thing as far as that goes. As far as the budget goes, they still need a government. As far as an emergency budget or any other kind of budget they're trying to get to, that budget only applies to the money they need to pay the bills. And this actually came up, I think, about a month ago, if not longer, when they were talking about emergency budget and getting passed and how it would get passed. It does not have the new rate in there because that's only the full budget. It's a budget to keep them operating and paying the bills only. And actually it came out and said that about a month, month and a half ago, paying the bills and paying the salaries. Just looking at. Okay. So with Iraq, nothing has changed. There's a new name out there. Half of the articles and people say they will still support Zafari. And it says even though the leaders have come out against him, more of the parliament members do support him. Now all the leaders, including the Kurds, are saying they'll support him and they'll support the new guy too. They don't care. They just want a government at this point so they can start operating. That's what they want. That's what the Kurds want. That's what the Sunnis want. They're saying, look, we just need a government so we can do the rest of the things we need to do. We'll worry about all the rest of it later, which is a good thing. Let's look at the RV itself, what it means to us, when it's going to be. Guys, I talked to my bank people this morning in three different states. Nobody's at the call center. Nobody's at the exchange center. As a matter of fact, they're not even at the bank. They are working from home, like so many others are working from home. I talked to Texas this morning, and Danny, you can come on and tell me, but most of them have shut their banks down. They're just doing it. We did it weeks ago. Can't walk in the bank. They're only accepting drive-up customers. That's all. up at the teller or drive through in the ATM machines right now. They just started that in Texas, actually, right where one of our exchange centers are. That's what he told me. He said, we just changed. Just changed. So, no, nobody's doing any exchanges here. The banks are closed, and they're telling their people to stay home because of the virus. And that's our biggest enemy right now, is the virus itself. Because even if Iraq votes and they come up with the government this week for another 30 days with the new guy, which shouldn't take 30 days if everybody says they're going to back him and it goes through. Oil has definitely gone up. The oil meeting is tomorrow. It will go up again. The G20 meets on Friday about the global economy. It's going to go up over the weekend. So that shouldn't be an issue either. We saw the market go up and down yesterday, up 600-700 points, went down right at the end. It's up 600 or something today. Probably be down by the time the market closed. But the fact is, it's continuously going up and not the other way. So that shouldn't be an issue after this week. Things should calm down. We're just waiting for, at that point, I think, when people can walk the street again, when people can walk in banks again, set appointments without worrying about the virus, because everything else will be up and ready to go. Now, when is that going to be? I don't know. We're hearing a lot of talk about they want to open the communities back up at the end of the month. They want to open up certain parts of communities. Because it's going to have to be when everybody is open. Because nobody's going to be able to go. Okay? New York, New Jersey are not going to have an RV while Texas and California are on lockdown. I mean, common sense should tell you that's not going to happen. Because then what could happen? They miss the rate. They get a better rate. They operate in each state differently. That's not going to happen. But the opportunity is still here. The opportunity is still real. And we can continue doing what we were doing, which is buy more while you can, while the price is right, while we know this opportunity is coming ahead. So not a whole lot of information today. Other than a new nominee, other than Safari saying he's not going to quit. So his time is going to have to run out. You're going to have to give him his vote or not, but he's not going to quit. So nothing's going to change until after, I can't remember, is it the 12th or the 17th, one of them, when his 30 days runs out. That's when we can look for something to happen. Both in Iraq, has to happen in Iraq before the banks even start talking about doing the RV again here. You can't do an RV without the banks being open, without us having access to them, and they're not going to jeopardize 350 million people for 10 million people to get paid. Just doesn't make sense. Other than that, we're good. Because it's still going to happen. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, D2X says, hi, guys. This oil deal of a lifetime that China has struck with Iraq seems to undermine the basis for the entire GCR. It was our understanding that the U.S. was going to buy ultra-cheap oil from Iraq and resell it to China and others, and that was how the RV and the war effort was going to be funded on our end. Now, I'm not sure how all this unfolds. Can you explain?
Yes, we can. The RV was never dependent on the U.S. selling oil to China. That's Iraq's job. Right? The RV itself, and the reason that involves was because we get the oil from Iraq that we get at $2 a barrel. Without selling our own, we can sell it to any other country, which we can, to make money. But more importantly, we got all this dinar at a cheaper rate as a reserve currency, or that we can use in any other deals, because deals don't necessarily have to be paid in dollars. Once the dinar is more valuable, do it. We have all this dinar that we can turn into Iraq and buy their oil ourselves that we were buying, especially before we start producing our own. There was a whole opportunity in there, not specifically on China. China has always bought oil from Iraq. They wanted to be Iraq's number one consumer. They are going to be Iraq's number one consumer. That's why it was a deal of a lifetime for them. Do they get it at $2 a barrel? No. They're going to get it at a price that is rings through the DOD, because they can't do a contract or selling oil without going through the DOD, because that's agreement, and we still get a slice of the cake. That's what that's about. So you misunderstood if you thought this was only about valuing the money so we can sell oil to China. No. All right, what's next?
Sadie says, when the GCR happens, what happens to Iran? How will they benefit at all when this happens? Or is this GCR what they are afraid of? That Iraq will become more powerful than they are?
Okay. I was going to say unfortunately, but unrealistically. Well, no, but it is real. Anyway, the Iranian currency is also going to revalue, because the banks are telling us it's on the list. It's going to revalue, but it doesn't help them any because of all the sanctions that we put on them. So even though they have a more valuable currency, they can't use it anywhere. So that affects them. When Iraq revalues their currency, it's not what Iran is scared of. What they're scared of is all the laws and rules and things that the U.S. put in place or had them put in their government that's going to restrict it from them even more when it happens. So that's their concern. When we let this new government go in and this guy says, I'm going to do everything I can to shut Iran down, how does a more valuable currency help them if they can't get any of it? So that's their fight, is to keep the funnel open so they can still get the money. And they can only do that by keeping the influence that they have over the Iraqi government. So that's what they're fighting for, and putting people in those key positions who agree with them. That's what that's all about. Not really about the money, because they're taking the money they're getting right now and putting it to use. Now, there was an article I was going to send you guys, but I didn't know if you would fully understand it, or some of you, if you even take the time to read it. It's an analyst over there telling what's really going on, how their money is running out, how it's affecting Iran, and because Iraq is running out of money, they're running out of money that can be smuggled to Iran. So now they're feeling the pain just as much as Iraq, and even their people are feeling it even worse because there's less to go around right now because of the oil. Price has gone down. Production has gone down. Sales have gone down. It has really hurt Iran even more, and they have no other avenues other than Iraq. So that is telling you how important Iraq really is to them. And all we're hearing about is how Iraq is hurting, how their economy is collapsing, how they can't operate without any money. Well, if Iran is getting their money from Iraq, how do you think they're feeling right now? All right, what's next?
Pathfinder, I have been with you since the beginning. However, as time goes by, my memory is growing older. Has there been any recent discussion about how they want the monies presented at exchange? By denomination or by date of purchase?
There has never been any discussion by denomination or date of purchase, and it isn't now. As a matter of fact, what I tell you this morning, they are at home. They're not meeting. They're not discussing. They told them it's on an indefinite hold until they see some other things happen first, and those are the things that I told you guys have to happen. There is no procedure going on or anything else. There is nobody in Reno getting paid. There are no accounts being activated or anything else. That is not happening. We're at a standstill right now until we see first what happens next week. Well, really, Thursday is going to help. It wasn't a condition, but it was a reality. When the price of oil goes back up, they have the agreement in place. They make it tomorrow and then G20. But that's one of the four things out of the way. The next thing is going to be, are they going to give him an opportunity to vote? Are they going to string it out 30 days and say he didn't get it, put somebody else new in there? That's something else. If they do, either way, if they vote him in, great. If they don't, how long does the next guy take? Even though he got everybody already saying they're going to back him. I mean, this time, everybody is saying they're going to back him. So he doesn't have any opposition. But how long does it take him to put his government together? Does it happen? And then what happens with the budget? How fast do they get the budget out, the new rate? And we're still going to have to wait until the banks around the world open up. We're not the only banking system shut down. We're not the only country where their people are on lockdown. And yes, that makes a difference. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Sunstar says, with the banks set and ready for Iraq to RV, are the banks, dinar in the USA, protected and insured from any corrupt liability the CBI or their government may have after a revaluation?
I would suppose so. I mean, they've been doing this business for years. I'm sure they know how to protect themselves. Right?
Okay. When it comes to the stock investments, what is the normal fee a broker or brokerage firm charges their clients?
I think Ray is doing a stock class separate from this, an investing class separate from this. Guys, to ask that. But
oh, well.
Real easy to pick up the phone or go on the internet and look and see what TD Ameritrade does. I think E-Trade charges $5 regardless of the amount. So those are things you guys can look up for yourself and learn that. All right.
Go okay.
Ahead, I was supposed to talk about
No, that was fine. I was just going to say, well, what we studying on is no fees because we're using commission-free places to practice with and learn. So I wouldn't know the answer to what a normal brokerage firm charges because we're not dealing with one for the learning platform.
Okay. Well, yeah, they can find it out. You can look online, brokerage firms, and see what their fees are, guys. All right.
Okay. T Tavern says, Pompeo, okay, says the United States is ready to work with any prime minister who serves the interests of the Iraqi people. Is that a change in their dealing with Iran? Okay, you addressed that in the opening as far as one way or the other. Either change or
I don't think it's a change. It's not a change. It's just him saying, okay, you guys going to keep picking people. Instead of us saying we're going to do this guy, this guy, and this guy, anybody who's willing to help the people, that's not Iran. You see, Iran has no business in Iraqi's politics. So anybody you choose who says, I'm here to meet the reforms that the people want, that's who we're going to be okay with. All right.
Nineball says, since China will be buying oil directly from Iraq, does that mean the contract rate will go away?
No, China was always going to buy oil directly from Iraq. That had nothing to do with it. They're buying the dinar at the contract rate for the very same reasons they always were. They're going to use it to purchase their oil. So it has nothing to do with them buying it directly. They've always bought oil from Iraq. The deal of a lifetime just means they're guaranteeing right now that, hey, we're going to buy $1 billion worth. There's $1 billion deal of oil from you at some point, effective 2 years after the date we signed this agreement. So they say it's a deal for a lifetime, not of a lifetime. Okay,
okay.
What's next?
SJT1950 and Diane are asking the same question. How can you buy more currencies when the banks are closed to walk-ins? Don't go to the banks. Buy from somewhere else. There's internet access. There's companies on the internet selling it, guys. And now, I don't know about, there's some currency exchange facilities or locations that might still be open. So you just have to, you know, wherever you can find it. But I know dealers on the internet haven't shut down.
Okay, TravelX hasn't shut down. You might just walk in there. If you're talking about buying dong, you can buy it right online. And they'll ship it right to you. Never have to leave your house. Use your credit card. No cash involved. Easiest thing in the world to do. Same thing with races. There's currency companies. If you want to buy the dinar and other ones, you know, for years, we've been buying it right online. FedEx delivers it right to your front door.
All right.
Okay.
Next, Diadeso, I think that's how that's pronounced, says, we know that Iraq has to get a working government before they can RV. But given the profound economic effects of the pandemic, nothing will be the same value as it was last year, not companies or countries. It seems to me it would take a long time after the lockdown to reassess countries' current value in order to institute a global reset. What do you say?
I say that they will still adjust the numbers to what it is. I say if you look at all the financial markets and financial channels, what they're talking about is happening right now is a global currency reset. That's what's happening as the globe is doing this. As everybody's going down, their currencies are resetting. As markets around the world go down, their currencies are resetting right now. So it doesn't matter if I did the math at using the rate of 50 and the current rate is 25, now I know all I got to do is adjust every number by 50%. It's simple. And they will do that as far as the GCR amount, how to set it. The rate for the dinar itself, as long as where I told you guys, and I sent you the article so everybody can see it. It actually came out after the call, or came out yesterday, which I was glad to see. And it said exactly what I said, that it's going to have to be at about $40 to keep the numbers where they were. It wasn't based on the market. It was based on the price of oil and where their numbers are at. And I'm not saying I got a crystal ball or, you know, Tony can see the future. But I did tell you guys what came out. No, I'm just joking. All right.
No, but wait a minute, though. They wrote that article after they listened to you on the call.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. I don't know. That's probably exactly what happened. Anyway, I'll just tell you guys, the numbers will work because it's just numbers. And it's just digits on a screen. I've already been telling you guys that. So that's the easiest thing to do, is adjust the numbers. And if it's at $40 a barrel, they don't even have to do that. So, I mean, with the rest of the economy. But they got it. Let me say this real quick. It's kind of off subject, but it's not. It's kind of off subject, but it's not. So I know that didn't make sense to a whole lot of people. Probably didn't even make sense to me. But anyway, you know, I was looking at some of the things we talk about and what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in Iran, about the people, about the politics of it, even here in the U.S., and our involvement in it and everything else. And I thought for some people, you guys have to look at it and think, would I even care about what our government is doing and to who, what, when, where, why, who we're helping, who we're not helping? Would I even care about the confessions of an economic hitman? Would I even care if Iran was starving Iraq or not? Would I even care about the fact that Iraq has a bunch of crooked politicians? No. And that's for a lot of people is no. If the RV wasn't happening and I wasn't getting a whole lot of money, I wouldn't even care. But is that the right thing? I mean, there's still people. Things are still happening in the world. We still got to be honest about it. And more importantly, guys, I sent you an article showing you where Iranian students, young people, sent medical kits, medicines, masks, everything to Americans who they felt needed it. That Iraqi citizens would not stomp on the American flag when Iran tried to get them to do it. They said, we're not doing it. How Iraqi citizens praised American soldiers when they came in there and thanked them. So I try to think about the people, like we're people, when I'm going through things, not necessarily what the government is getting out of it. Not our government, not Iraq's government, not Iran's government. Because that is, the truth just is what it is. And it fell where it fell, and there's no lying about it or sugarcoating. But there's a lot of good people that's getting hurt behind some lies that are taking place. And that's what I try to tell everybody so we can see it for what it is, but also so we're not being fooled or given a whole lot of hope and everything else right now. The only hope we should have is that Iraq takes the vote, because that makes life so much easier for everything else. So that's the one thing we have to hope for right now, because the oil's going to take care of itself, and sooner or later the virus is going to take care of itself, because there's nothing we can do about those two. We can't do anything about any of it. But the more thing that we should be concerned with is, will they take the vote and put somebody in there so this thing can move forward? Because that's what we need to have. All right, Ray, go ahead.
All right, let's go to the live folks. 404 area code, you are first.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your helping us continue to connect these dots. And I would rather ask the question not so much of will they take the vote, it's like when are they going to take it's like they better take this vote, because it does appear that Zerfi has definitely drawn the line in the sand that he's not going to resign, which would definitely be forcing the vote. what I'm questioning here is, again, the protocols that sometimes they seem to be following. You know, they have to do it because of precedent or you know, they've done this for centuries, that Soleil would be appointing the next one, presuming that Zerfi isn't elected. And that will he take that 10 days or will he be there in Parliament when the vote is taken? Not, you know, if his vote's going to be taken, it's when it's taken. And immediately tap the successor that supposedly has all of these votes. Has there been any indication from your Iraqi sources that that is part of the planned attack or planned protocols or whatever?
Okay, wait. No. I'm actually reading this text he just sent me. Okay. He said, here we go again. All this talk about Safari passing with no issues, and next day he's out. And we have another candidate and another 30 days to waste. This is all a game, and the corrupt will win every time playing their game. Iran rules Iraq. That's the bottom line. That's what he said. So they're just as frustrated as we are. They see what's going on. But here's the good thing, though. Now, I mean, I just got that. That's what I was laughing at, not what you were saying. I was laughing at what he just said.
You're doing a CYA to CIA is what you're doing.
Yeah. But you guys got to know, this article came out, and I can send it to you too, and it's what they're saying is Iran is losing their influence over Iraq, and it's saying, and the militia. So this morning the article said Iran is losing their influence because Iraq is running out of money. They're not getting it because of what's going on with oil and everything. Iran doesn't have money to pay the militia. So they're losing their influence there because they can't pay them, and that's why they were doing what they wanted them to do. Now, it also says because of what we did in killing the general, that the guy they replaced him with is not as effective as he was. Everybody doesn't like him. Sistani wouldn't meet with him. What's the other one? Sadar wouldn't meet with him. Even though Maliki Amiri and Hassan did meet with him, but they're saying they don't agree. So he doesn't have the influence, or he can't bring the team together like the last guy could, and he doesn't have the people in the right position. So they're saying they're actually slowly but surely losing their influence in Iraq, which could be a help to us, especially if they can go without paying the militia again this month, next month, and they decide maybe it's the wrong thing for them to be doing. But we'll wait and see what happens as that continues. So it's going both ways. If Saleh picks the new guy, everybody's worried. Is he going to give him 30 days? Is he going to take 30 days? Or is Saleh just going to take it over himself? And that's why I said today's the 8th. We'll know in 9 days. That's going to the 17th. Exactly what's going to happen and what we're looking at.
They're playing a high-stakes game of who do you trust, kind of thing. It varies from day to day on that and the like. You know, when you're talking about the money and not paying, there have been articles surfacing in the last day or so in the Iraqi papers talking about that the government is wanting to take care of the people who have been impacted by the virus, and claiming that they, you know, are trying to make monies available. My question is, where in the world is that money coming from if they are making that kind of announcement, that they better get their act together and, you know, get this vote taken care of? So.
Well, the IMF is willing to give them money for that purpose. Again, and we talked about it. World Bank is willing to give them money to help fight the virus. The question is, when they give it to them, is that what they're going to do with it? Or are they going to funnel it over to Iran? So that's the big question. So getting the money and saying that's the purpose could very well happen.
Okay. Good enough. Well, the last on my list of things here is, given the time frame that we're in, happy Easter. I guess I'm making a presumption, although I know that you never should do that, that there won't be a call on Friday. That's why I'm saying happy Easter at this point. Is that a correct presumption or assumption, no call on Friday?
Why? Because it's Good Friday?
Right.
Oh. Well, you know what? I hadn't really thought about it, but if you authorizing me time off, I will take it. Okay.
you both have as well deserved on that. So we will only expect you to come on if you're coming in to say, hey, they got their act together and we've got the RV, you know, sort of thing. But I just, you know, planning ahead sort of thing. In 10 days from whenever
the
insanity
ends. It's not like we have a whole bunch of places to go.
I know we'll be coloring our Easter eggs and counting our jelly beans or something. And here's 10 days from whenever this insanity ends. We know that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And I guess, Ray and Tony, I'm giving you the assignment that you're going to have to send out a tweet or something to let us know what's happening on Friday with respect to the call. I shouldn't have asked the question in the first place.
Hey, I will take a day off. All right. Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right, thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Thanks again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 281 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony.
Greetings, sir. How are you?
Hold it. Wait. Hold it. Wait. Let me just tell CIA, people are already mad at you for even suggesting it. Well, okay. Go ahead.
You guys, y'all there. I'm sitting here looking at something. So y'all already got me on the right track. So I'm going to let you guys
okay.
know.
All right.
All right.
Take care,
sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. 208 area code. You are on. 208-818. You're on. Okay, you're off.
That's okay. They're on something up. That's all right.
610.
Good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning,
hey,
Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Tony, I'm going to keep it on the short version again today. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations to this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page, and if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank
man.
You, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tony.
All right, 727 area code. You are on.
Well, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
All right.
Can
good morning,
you hear,
sir.
You hear me okay?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Well, I'm sorry that I missed the last call. I was out of the truck at the time. I got off early today, and I'm just sitting here by the Wishkah River listening to the call and contemplating the last call we had and also the information that's coming out now. And a couple of things come to mind. When you ask the question, you know, how many of us would be thinking about the people, it reminded me of several years ago. I was in England studying for the British medical exam. My two study partners, one was a doctor from Iraq and one was a doctor from Iran. And when you think of the three of us together, nobody could understand how we could even tolerate each other. And yet we were best of friends and to this day are best of friends. And it gave me a real understanding of people are people regardless of the government. And if we have a heart, we would have to have compassion for those people in Iran, for those people in Iraq that have been getting screwed sideways by their government for a long time. And we might even feel sorry for ourselves for some of the same stuff going on. But I that struck me when you asked that question. The next thing is, at the very beginning of last call, Tony, I think that I sensed that a degree of frustration that I'd never heard from you. And I wanted to comment because I haven't heard anybody else comment on it. And that is that I think from time to time, somebody has to, and it seems like today it's me, but next time that there is a next time, it'll be somebody else. I hope that will tell both you and your brother, you, Ray, that both of you have done for many of us something that we will be affected by for the rest of our lives. And to not say how much you are appreciated for what you have done for us, the both of you, that would be a damn shame, because you have provided us with things that will equip us for generational wealth, that will give us the wisdom to say no, that will put us in positions that we never dreamed we could be in. So I wanted to add that as my next thing. And so please feel free to take a holiday whenever you need one, because Lord knows we all need one from time to time. But the idea of knowing that there are people that absolutely appreciate and don't condemn you for giving us what you in your heart believes to be the truth. And the old saying, the truth will set you free. And in my opinion, it's done that for you, because it's allowed us to listen and know that you're not blowing smoke, you know where, that you're actually giving us what you believe to be the truth. And that is golden in today's age, because so many people will tell you what they think you want to hear instead of what you may need to hear. And so that would be my little bit of soapbox conversation for this call. But again, from the bottom of my heart, Ray, thank you, and Tony, thank you, because I wouldn't want it any other way. And I know that there's a lot of us out here listening that wouldn't either. So for what it's worth.
Okay.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And the first thing I'm going to say is something that I found out a long time ago, and that is that some people just can't handle the truth. They just can't. And, sir, when confronted with it, they can't handle it because it changes who they are, who they think they are. And that's not to be negative. I'm going to tell you guys, I get emails after this. I get phone calls after this. And people say, Tony, you're being too negative. Or, Tony, you're not being inspiring. Or, Tony, don't talk about what Ray has said for years. Don't talk about the other gurus. I mean, I get all of that. And I understand it. Oh, here's the one. Tony, I know you are losing listeners just by what you're talking about and why you're saying it and talking about not only what's in Iraq, but our government. Well, guys, this is one thing I know. And what is it? And I learned a long time ago. Yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. And it's what he says, as I know it to be. Not only the truth that I feel as it's being told to me, but the truth that I can look at with my own two eyes and ears and using my own knowledge and figure out it to be. So that's all I can do is be me. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it while trying to help you take that information and use it in the best way that you can to help you. So not only give you the truth, but give you other things that I'm looking for. You know, I got a phone call that day and said, Tony, why don't you just set up a call or a group where you can just tell people everything you know, everything you want, teach them how to do this, show them this, and charge them $50 a piece. Tell me, $50 or you can't get on the call. You'll have all the money you need. I know you'll get 1,000 people who want to hear that. $50 a piece, and we're going to go through it all. And I said, I can't do that. I can't do that because that's what I do now for free. I try to give them everything I know and have and what they can use to better themselves or what I think is, or just use for knowledge in life. Like you said, if it doesn't do you any good today, if the bank information, if the Iraq information, if the books I've told you to look at, experiences we've gone through, don't do you any good today, it will come a day after this RV, not before, where all of that is going to be what you're looking at, listening to, and it's going to come to you while you're sitting down right in the middle of a deal. So get ready to discuss a deal. Or you're going to be sitting back wondering if somebody's being honest with you or if they're trustworthy or can I do this? Something's going to come back and tell you, oh, yeah, this is what I need to look for. This is what I need to hear. This is what I should do or shouldn't do. And that's all we've been doing for the last 10 years, 12 years, is giving you that type of information and growth. We're at a point in this situation that we are all in where it is stagnated, where it can't move forward. It's definitely not going to move backwards. So all we can do is keep up with the reality of where it is, the reality. Knowing every day this is where it is, but also knowing every day this is where it's going to be. I still have all that to look forward to, but right now nothing happens until this happens, and that's all it is. I hate for other people, and it's just my personal thing, I mean, people send me stuff all the time. this guy said this. Shelton said this. Fleming said this. Bruce said this. He said this, on and on and on. And again this morning, what time is it? It's 11 o'clock. We're 2 hours past the RV again already because somebody in Reno was getting paid and paid my brother. I mean, people are calling me and, why do they keep doing this? Why do they keep saying this? Why do they keep lying like this? And I know somebody's hurting behind it, and that's the only reason I've been talking about it, because there's no possible way it can even happen at this date and time. And, I mean, I don't care if nobody told me nothing. If I didn't get anything from the banker in Iraq or my guy in Iraq, if I didn't get anything from CBI sources, if I didn't get anything from Kurdistan, I still have enough, or the banks here, common sense to look and see what's happening in the world to know this is not going to happen at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, let's just alone this morning, it's not going to happen. And that's more important to me to get that out, and the reasons why, so people fully understand. And I've always, and you guys know it, been putting pieces of the puzzle together, like we all should, like we should in daily life, put pieces of the puzzle together. If you don't get the whole picture, you'll get half of it. You'll get three quarters of it. You'll get enough to know what the picture is. You just don't have all the missing pieces yet. But you do that. This is the same way. That was the same way. Just take the pieces, add them up, it'll form something. That's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. Every time I come on this call with you, I'm giving you the pieces from over there, from where I'm getting them, from the articles, from what the bank guys are saying, and we're coming up with a picture. It's not always the picture we want. It's not always going to make us happy at that moment. But what it's always going to be is reality. So, and thank you guys. Sometimes it's worse. Sometimes it's better. And I said, we can always go away from it. If you don't ever want to hear the truth, don't do it. We can always talk about the future, which we should anyway, our plans, and continue doing those things too. But I've been here doing this. Ray's been here doing this. Ray took the whole time while I was gone and educated you guys on trust and foundations and everything else that you can use, not today, but in the future. That's what TNT has been about for the last 10, 12, 15 years. How many years have you been here? I can never keep up with it. Donna and Pam used to keep me straight for somebody. Long. Yeah, too long. Okay.
Too right, long.
Let's go.
Next too one. Long.
All right.
Well, God bless you both.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
All right.
Appreciate
thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Did you have all another right, question? Wait.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to share the couple things that I did, and I haven't even said hello to Danny in a coon's age, so I just thought I better say hi to him too. So anyway, that's it.
All
okay,
right,
thank you, sir. 916 area code. You are on.
Yeah. Good morning, Tony. Hey, what's up, Ray?
Hey, sir.
Good morning.
You got it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's changed or not, but yesterday I went by a couple of banks and they had lines, but, you know, they had everybody spread out 6 feet apart. So hopefully they're open again today so I can go get me some more dome. But if not, thank you for that info that you can go online and get some.
Okay, our banks have that here too. But the banks in Texas, that's what they were doing yesterday. As of today, they're not even allowing people in the lobby.
Oh, okay.
So they've taken it one step further, yes. I think the banks in New Jersey were doing the same thing. but they were doing it last week. It was teller and ATM only. I mean, window and ATM only. So,
okay.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't care if it's one state or five states. As long as that's happening somewhere in the U.S., I guarantee you an RV is not happening.
Right. Yeah, I can see that, too. I understand that. I don't believe I heard anybody say anything to the effect, but anyway, are we going to have a call Friday?
I don't know. It depends on how much I drink on Thursday. But no, I'm just joking.
Well, we're going to be praying for you.
Let's see what the information is. What did you say?
I said we're going to definitely be praying for you just in case we do. And I just wanted to wish everybody on the call and in the world a happy Resurrection Sunday, a happy Good Friday, you know, and just, you know, kind of encourage everybody to keep looking to the hills from which cometh their help, and know that all of our help going to come from the Lord first, and when he gets ready for this thing to happen, it will.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. 281 area code. You are on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How you guys doing?
Greetings.
Fantastic. How you doing?
Degree.
I'm good. Laying up watching TV, doing nothing, listening to you guys.
Normal life for you, huh?
Yes, normal. doing nothing, curling my toes. I do have a question. Oh. I know you talked about the temporary budget earlier in your call. So where does the real budget come in at? At what point? I know this temporary budget was so that they could pay, I think you said, was it salaries or something like that, or pay the people? Am I
salaries and debt. Yeah, salaries and debt.
Okay. So how does the real budget, the original budget, fit in this, and especially if the oil price go back up to at least $40, would that have changed the rate in the original budget?
Nope. You remember the other day I said I think that the oil price of oil needs to get back to $40 in order for the budget to stay the same and for us to get to 361. Because I think that's what it was. So the article came out yesterday that I sent out to you guys, which I guess a whole bunch of people read or should have read, that said just that. They need oil to get to $40 a barrel. I said, I wonder, did I make that decision? But no, anyway. the budget still needs a government in order to go be sent to Parliament in order for it to happen. So we're not even worried about the budget yet until we get a government in place. There can be no budget. They can do as many emergency budgets as they want, but it's only going to address debt and salaries. That's not what we want. It's not what the people want, because it doesn't give everybody else the reforms, the jobs, the projects. And they can't even sign the deal with China because it's in the budget. So they have to wait for that.
How is it that Iran, you know how your grandmother used to say back in the day, you trying to make all this noise and you don't have a pot to, and then fill in the blank. You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Is that what your grandmama used to say?
Yes,
she only said that because y'all had an outside bathroom, but go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about. But, you know, that's what it makes me feel like about, you know, as far as is concerned. They don't have a pot to you know what in, but they making all this noise and all this foolishness. How is it that they keep letting them get away with all this mess by not choosing, you know, the prime minister and, well, you know, at least the people that they get in there, but they don't want to vote for them and all this stuff?
Because,
you know, that's...
It's real simple, guys. They're with Iran, and Iran is saying, guys, stay with us. You can always smuggle the money to us, and we're always going to pay you in the back room. You don't have to worry about starving, not getting rich, anything else like the rest of your citizens do. We're going to take care of you. You can't steal the money yourselves, but if you pay it to us through our companies, we can steal it for you. That's, you know, at layman's level. I mean, the bottom line, that's what it is. Now,
wow.
If you give up this power, you know, the new guy, the new parliament, U.S., they're all going to come after you for what we've been doing for the last 10 years. They're going to try to put you in jail. They're going to lock all your bank accounts. They're going to recall all that money. So you got to fight to keep status quo just so your life can remain the same. And that's what it's about.
Right.
Good guys, bad guys, cops, robbers, however you want to look at it. Politicians, citizens, you know, somebody trying to do the right thing, a bunch of people trying to do the wrong thing, and, you know, they're going to battle till somebody wins.
Till somebody
wins. I don't care.
Hmm.
In history, and this is not the first time. This has happened before. Things like this has happened before. Governments have been overthrown. Policies have been changed. But it has always happened when the people got tired of it.
Right.
Okay? Look what happened in Syria. The people got tired of it. Look what happened in Iraq with Hussein. The people got tired of it. Look what happened in Libya. The people got tired of it. It wasn't one government against another, or it wasn't the Democrats against the Republicans. It's kind of, okay, I'm going to say this just because it happened this morning, and I don't want anybody to say it's politics, it's just reality. It's kind of, I don't know if you guys heard Bernie's outgoing speech this morning, but what he said to all the young people, and he said by young, I don't mean 30 and younger, I mean 50 and younger. If change is to be, it's up to ye, right? He basically said you guys are the ones who are going to have to change it. It's not your government.
Right.
It's not none of these politicians, because they're not going to change it. They're going to keep it the way it is as long as they can. I said, that's even here in the U.S., and this is Bernie telling the young people, you're the ones that's going to have to change it, because that's where change comes from. So it's not from the top down, but from the bottom up. That's what we're waiting to see in Iraq still. Now, whether the weather is going to change it, whether the end of the virus is going to change it, but it's not going to be the dead of winter, but it's going to be middle of spring, and we've already had one of those springs before, or summer, whenever this is over, the people will come back on the street, and change is going to happen. I foresee it. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, well, then my last question really doesn't matter then, because that's what's really going to make the difference is what you just explained. Because I was going to ask you, with this oil agreement that China is trying to make with Iraq, I was wondering how or if anywhere in there, if the U.S. will have any type of will this affect the U.S. being over there with this agreement? You know, are there going to be any stipulations or rules between China and the U.S. after this is made, and
how
would that affect? Oh, okay.
It's not. You got to remember in the last call I told you guys, China doesn't want a war with the U.S., doesn't want a war with Iran or anybody else over there. It's too far to go. So, saying we're not going to fight you. What we will do is buy everything out from under you and control you that way. And China has done that for years in several places, including here in the U.S. If you look up everything that is owned by China, and I do mean by people in the other country, people who represent them, that what part of the industry, what industries they are trying to buy right now, for the fear of the fact that once they do, they can say, we own this power company, this power company, we own one of your five major banks or enough stake in it that we can dictate which way it needs to go. And then they go on and on. And they do it systematically over time. They're doing the same thing with Iraq. They're saying, we're going to do this $1 billion oil agreement, but you also need to give us this major oil well that we can run and enhance. You also have to give us these four construction contracts that we can be in charge of, and we can bring our workers from China to work it.
Okay, well, I'm hoping we see this thing come to fruition sooner than later. And thank you for all of your knowledge. And I hope we have a call on Friday. And if you do go to Happy Hour Thursday, just think of me. Drink one for me. I don't know what you drink, but anything will help. So just drink something for
me. We'll send you a picture.
And then be ready.
Listen.
Well, do you really want
to? I'm going to tell you right now. I drink scotch with my cigars, mainly Macallan.
Go
to the liquor store, find out what it is, and I'm going to go to the mailbox. All right.
Listen. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
541 area code. You are on.
41 what?
541.
Oh, 541. Oh.
Right.
I just 541.
231. You're on. Okay, you're off. 972 area code, you're on.
Hey there, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Danny, how you doing, man?
Hey. Ooh, I'm hot and sweaty. It's 93 degrees in lovely downtown. I won't tell you the name of the town, but it's hot. It's a hot one.
93 degrees?
93. Gas is 135, but temperature's not far from it.
Gas is 135?
135 in certain places, yes.
Man. All right. What's the price of oil? Because everybody's waiting to see.
Well, it's $24 and something going back and forth in West Texas Intermediate. It's high.
Wait. We can't understand you.
Shut up.
Wait. Danny, hold on. Wait. Danny.
Yes.
Are you moving?
I'm going to stand still now.
Okay, yeah, it was all gargled. I don't know anything you said after the price of oil.
Oh, you should have been listening. Boy, that was good. Price of oil is $24 and some change. The high was on the third of the month at 28 to almost 80 cents. But I'm assuming that tomorrow, if that OPEC situation happens, and it's questionable at this point, that it should be seen as positive because Russia is getting hammered and Trump has put in his 2 cents here and there. We'll see if anything positive comes of that. But we'll just have to wait and see. I give you a report on the banks around here. You're right. In my particular area, the lobby's been closed for about 2 weeks, but I understood that some banks were taking people in, obviously selectively. And the people in the pits that deal with all the transfers that happen all over the place that happen to go through that bank, they're there in force. The employee parking lot is full. Obviously, loan managers and things like that have either got reassigned other responsibilities, or they're staying at home. But that's just the way it is right now. ED yep. Doc, hey there. I want to just say hey back to you. But I really don't have anything significant to say. I did get some response, and I should mention that, on my community center situation. Several people reached out and talked about it, and there's some good ideas out there. So I appreciate that feedback, and it's all going to be a learning experience once we have access to these wealth situations. And I expect to be learning from a good group of people. It's kind of fun to be I've told you sometimes I think I'm a currency evangelist. I tell everybody I can. It's kind of fun to be in that position because the subject always comes up, whether I'm at the racetrack or at the church or whatever, it's coming up, and it's a source of encouragement. I've seen 75-year-old men just get giddy because of the new, renewed hope that they have late in life, having accomplished some but not near as much as they wanted to, and then have the possibility, and when they say possibility, I say the assurance that it's going to take place. It's just the timing we cannot control. So I am staying encouraged, even if from time to time it doesn't sound like it. There's no way that that I'm backing away from this. And I always tell my people that to take advantage of this. There have been some that haven't, and that's all right. They'll be invited to the party once. But I always tell my people that it's not a matter of if, but when, and I've not backed away from it at all. If there's a chance to buy more currency, I do. So that's me for now. I don't have any significant questions. Do you? Let me ask that one. Do you think at this point that the oil meeting will take place tomorrow? Because I'm kind of keyed in on that portion of it. Have any feedback?
Well, there are two things. I think it will because it's still scheduled, and the G20 is scheduled a meeting for Friday, and they wanted it to be
right
after the OPEC meeting. So those
right
two things are still scheduled. So the other thing that I like what you said that I just thought about is after this all happens, and you said everybody can come to the party once. Well, I want to
yeah
have a party just like that, just to show everybody the life they're going to miss out on, right? To show them that, hey, all this, and this is where it's at, and it was real, and it was true. And like you say, only once, that means, and this is what you're going to be missing from now on, because I'm done with it, right?
Is that it? Well, that's kind of the direction I'm going. I expect some of those guys who are really good friends will probably hang on, and they'll want to be friendly at that point. That's neither here nor there. We're going to have to make some choices and selection. And for the benefit of us and our family and those that are closest to us, it's going to be a good time, a learning experience for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And a celebration. So it's
yes
coming, guys. Stay in.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Huh? Talk to you later.
All right. Take
all
care,
right,
sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Yep.
All right, sir. That was the last hand up. It's wrap up time.
That was it? We
that
got
was
all
it
the hands up? Okay, guys.
7 minutes early.
Well, that's the end of the party for today. Everything's still positive. Actually, I gave you guys a lot of good news, both on the minister selection, whichever way it goes, I don't know if the 12th or the 17th, both on what happens right after that, on as far as the procedures. Good information on what's going on with the price of oil. Today, as it goes up, tomorrow, after the meeting and the agreement is announced, to go up even more, which all of this is helping take the Dow back up, the S&P, all has that. If you look at them, they're all going up today, anticipating this good news. But all of this is what's moving us forward. Everything can happen and will happen and could be by the end of the month. I don't anticipate it, but could be part of May. all could be done, with the exception, and we don't know, because we don't know with the virus. That's our only unknown. Everything else is going to happen, and it's on track to happen one way or another. So let's go with that. All right? Good times are still about to come. So I want you guys to do what I'm going to do. That is, enjoy the rest of your day. If something does happen, I'll tweet it out, ready to stick it in the form, but we'll get it to you. Really don't know about Friday yet, but like Ray said, what else you going to do? You ain't got nowhere else to be but home inside the house. So we'll see what happens. All right, talk to you guys later.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to be it for today's segment. And if we're here on Friday, we'll be here. And if not, we'll make sure that we keep you updated on what's going on in the meantime. So keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Yeah.
gonna get better. With a single parent, go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
Won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
The clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe.
Ooh. To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star.
About your future.
This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Go out and enjoy this hump day Wednesday. Well, of course, you can't go too far, though. In the yard, maybe, and have some fun and come back in the house. But anyway, happy hump day. We're out of here.